Well, hi there, Jonathan Doyle with you for the weekly podcast. Welcome aboard. Got a lot of gold this week. I don't know where you're going to be listening to this, but I really hope you can get a couple of notes, maybe listen to it a couple of times. As I've often said, when I'm really into a podcast and trying to learn, I'll often get on the bike and I'll listen to the same thing three or four times. And sometimes it's just that one or two key ideas that really sticks with you. But this time I got a lot of stuff, a lot of really good stuff. And I hope one idea is going to stick with you. And what I wanted to do first was share with you three quotes that have just been coming up for me the last couple of weeks. Two of them have been just constant. And one of them I just read today in the paper and I just thought, this is so cool. And I think if you're a regular listener, you know that it's so important to surround yourself with this good stuff. You know, people that criticize personal development and motivation are kind of like, oh, you need this stuff to pump yourself up. And I'm like, absolutely. Like, yes. You know, it's like, you know, Zig Ziglar used to say, you know, you don't have a shower once, right? You have a shower every day because you constantly need one, right? You just need to do this regularly. And I'm the first to put my hand up and say that when it comes to, you know, growing our minds, healing our negative patterns, we've got to just be regular about it. You know, some of us are born just incredibly, you know, happy and motivated and just everything works. But for the rest of us, and definitely for me, you've got to surround yourself with good stuff. So I want to give you a couple of favorites. One is from the inimitable, favorite word for regular listeners, inimitable, which means incapable of imitation, inimitable Tony Robbins, and it's a great quote. Listen to this. He says, in order to succeed, you must have a long-term focus. Most of the challenges in our lives come from a short-term focus. Hear that again. In order to succeed, you must have a long-term focus. Most of the challenges in our lives come from having a short-term focus. That is just so rich, right? Because so much of the time when we're stressed, you're not stressed about something that's going to happen in 5 years. I mean, most of the time when you're stressed or overwhelmed or overloaded, it's something that's happening kind of right now, or it's happening tomorrow. You haven't got through this. And we get our attention and our focus sort of really just crushed down into what's happening right in front of us. And I read this quote and I thought, wow, you know, like, this is so true. Like, what matters is where you really want, where you're heading, what's your trajectory? And sometimes when you're really just questioning everything, just say to yourself, what's my long-term focus? What sort of, you know, spouse or parent or teacher or student or business person or athlete do you want to be in 5 years? That's where the focus is. Like, right now, I'm transitioning into executive coaching and life coaching. Right now, I've been speaking for years, hundreds of thousands of people, built businesses, done all this stuff, and now I'm transitioning. And I've got all this like natural ability and experience, but I'm like, when I start coaching, I'm like, wow, you know, like there's so much to learn. There's so many like amazing systems and ways of helping people. And then I found myself a couple of weeks ago going, oh man, like, you know, and just you get stuck. And then a wise sort of friend said to me, you know what? If you keep saying to yourself, well, when you've read all these books, then you'll start. Or when you've done all the preparation, then you'll start. Sometimes you just got to start. And also, you know, my focus is going to be like, how can I be the most amazing coach of people in 5 years' time or 4 years' time? So I began to play with my focus and go, you know what, stop freaking out about today and about what you've got to get through right now, but let's just keep an eye on the trajectory. So I just want to challenge you with that. Don't stress out too much about right now. Look at that long-term focus. And when you know, we are just this culture of massive short-term fixes, you know, this instant gratification stuff. And the whole social media thing just really plugs in and we get used to everything instantaneous. And just get your eyes back on that longer-term focus. I want to ask you some great questions. Who do you want to be in 5 years? What sort of work do you want to be producing in 5 years? What qualifications would you like to have? Where would you like your marriage to be, or your dating relationship, or your friendships to be in 5 years? Where do you want your body to be? Because once you've got that clear longer term focus, like, you know, I just know that, you know, in 5 years' time, I want my kids to have an awesome relationship with me. I want to give them great experiences. I want to teach them how to love and serve people. You know, I want to just help people. I just want to help more and more people. I want to just get into people's lives and encourage them and motivate them. And I want to get fitter. I want to have more experiences on the bike and more experiences traveling and more experiences with bigger audiences. And so once I know that long-term focus is there, then today begins to take care of itself a bit more, just in terms of keeping focused on the bigger picture and making good decisions in the present. So that's the first quote. The other one is really cool. I could do a whole separate podcast on this, but it's a great quote from Will Smith, the Hollywood actor and one-time rapper. It's really cool. Just listen to this. It says, fear is not real. It's a product of the thoughts you create. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. Now, I read that and I'm like, oh man, like, I don't know about you, but I'm going to be honest. In my life, I have dealt with fear, paralyzing fear at times, you know, and I can promise you, you still do. Like, I went on stage yesterday at a conference and I wasn't paralyzed with fear, but I still get edgy. I still get nervous. And, you know, so many times I can still get affected by fear. And people look at me and go, you? Like, you're the guy that talks about this stuff. I go, no, seriously, it still hits me. And I read this, and I read this quote from Will Smith, where he says, do not understand me, danger is real. So friends, danger is real. Like, you know, if you pick up a rattlesnake, that's not smart, because that's a real thing. You can't pick up a rattlesnake and go, well, I don't believe this is very scary. I'm just going to choose to believe that it's a positive experience. Well, the rattlesnake doesn't care. It's going to bite you anyway, right? It doesn't care what you think. It's going to do what it does, because that's danger. But how many of the fears in your life, how many of the things that you don't do are mental constructs, are like responses you make to things you learned as a child or things people have said or fears of embarrassment or being excluded. So this has been helping me. Just, I do this little reality check. You've got to just get so on top of your thinking, right? Because if you're like me again, like, I'll just talk about myself, right? Because I know that topic really well and I know my limitations and my weaknesses, is that once my brain starts going off on a pattern, then it'll just go until I grab it back and say, hang on, how do we get there? You know, like, so much of the fear in our lives comes from just this progression of thoughts, just triggered and echoed by previous experiences. So listen to it again. Fear is not real. You know, I've done a whole podcast on that, you know, false evidence appearing real, fear, F-E-A-R. Fear is not real, according to Will Smith. It's a product of the thoughts you create. That's true. Think of the power you have in your own life that you're probably not using. You know, we just build up these mental constructs and we've got to start to really question them. That's often the basis of cognitive behavior therapy, which is, you know, clinically proven as just about the most influential, powerful tool for mental health we have, you know, that's outside of medication, because it gets us to constantly question our thinking, catastrophizing, generalizing, global statements. You know, global statements? Always. I always get rejected. I never do this. I'll never lose weight. Global statements. You got to catch your brain and go, hang on, never? Always? I've never done that, really? Like, so begin to question that stuff. Danger's real, but fear's a choice. And, you know, I'm just going to keep plugging away at putting those thoughts into process. Now, the one that I found today was really cool. Now, depending on when you listen to this, who knows what the outcome has been, but you're probably familiar with the Australian rugby league player, Jared Hayne, who finished up playing rugby in Australia and jumped on a plane and has headed off to try and make it in the NFL for the San Francisco 49ers. Now, whether you know anything about American football or not, it's just so competitive. It's just like, you know, it's a complex game. It's incredibly competitive, phenomenal athletes. So here's a guy with no background in this game. He's an athlete for sure, but no background. And the article I read today just was brilliantly written. And the title was Wannabe Hayne Switches Focus to Cowboys in Pursuit of Dream. And it's talking about him preparing for a game against the Dallas Cowboys. But it just talks about him getting on a Hawaiian Airlines flight months ago and just heading over there. And, you know, and the story says he didn't have tons of contacts. He didn't have any guarantees. He had one or two people that he knew, and it was a walk-up start. But what I wanted to share with you was some words that he said. So it's basically, the article says that when he went to do it, it starts here. It says he was nearly laughed out of town. But listen really carefully to Jared Hayne's response in this press conference. Listen to these words. Other people don't control my emotions, he said. I do. I'm going there to prove to myself that I can do what no one else has ever done before. I don't fear failure, so that doesn't bother me. I've already been to places where I haven't felt comfortable. I've been to hell and back in State of Origin. I've been to the pinnacle in rugby league. I'm not going to America to prove anyone wrong. That would be letting them control my emotions. So there is so much there. Like, I'm loving this guy. I'm thinking, man, your psychology is just brilliant. It's just like, I'm doing this for me. I just want to try this. I want to live fully. I want to pursue a dream. I don't care what anyone thinks of me. I don't care. I'm worried about failure. Man, when we are not worried about failure, imagine if you were not worried about failure. You know, if you just thought, I'm just going to keep trying stuff. I'm going to keep trying stuff, and I'm just going to, maybe I'm going to fail 100 times. I'm going to keep going. But I just love this. And the responsibility that he takes for his emotions. You know, man, we give everyone else, you know, power over our emotions. But you read this and he's like, you know what? It's up to me how I feel. I'm not going to let anybody control how I feel about this. It's up to me to be the governor and you know, to be the executive in control of my own emotions. Often I've shared that famous quote from Eleanor Roosevelt, who said, you know, no one can make you feel anything unless you give them permission. No one can make you feel anything unless you give them permission. So I'm pumped for him. I'm going to post that quote up on Instagram. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, come across to Jonathan_Doyle.co, Jonathan_Doyle.co, and you'll see me posting stuff there around this. So look, I hope he gets there, but whether he does or he doesn't, isn't it inspiring to see somebody just really going for their dreams? Now, that's a lot of stuff to start. Let's press on. I'm really blessed this week to get a fantastic email from Michael. So, Michael, thank you for your email. What a privilege. And I'm going to share a bit of Michael's email. I emailed him back and said, would you mind if I shared this? And so I'm going to paraphrase it a bit. But Michael is absolutely passionate about his career. He's studying osteopathy. He's going to be an osteopath, and he's like really passionate about it. He loves the study. He does extra courses. He's totally committed. But what he's finding is that his friendship group and people are really questioning him. And, you know, he feels that, you know, he's studying so hard and he's working so hard, but he's not qualified yet. And his email was a lot about patience. You know, he goes, you know, why am I, you know, why is this so hard? And why don't I get the support and encouragement that I need from people? And he's going, is it just a question of patience? And it finishes up at the end here. He says, it feels awfully lonely when you're trailblazing. Is all I need patience for good things to come? Or do I keep on striving to live a full life and acceptance will eventually come? And then he goes on to say, or am I wrong isolating myself? Because he's basically really studying so hard and so committed. All right, let's make this simple. Hell no. Michael, this is awesome. Like, I read it and I was so pumped. What have we got here? We've got someone really passionately committed to what? To what I call mastery. You know, we are a culture that's not doing mastery very well. We just flit around between things, but we've got someone here with a real passion who's really committed. You know, Michael's somebody that obviously wants to contribute, wants to be the best he can, and he's found his thing. So first couple of things I'd say is this. Look, I have done podcasts on reference groups. If you haven't heard the reference group podcast, go to jonathandoyle.co, find the little search bar on any of the pages, and just type in reference or reference groups, and it'll take you to the reference groups podcast, because and I wrote a chapter in my book about it. So if you haven't got a copy of Bridging the Gap, jump on the website, buy a copy, because it's that reference group stuff, you know, the five people we spend the most time with. So the hard thing for Michael here is to begin to evaluate these friendships, and this is hard. Honestly, this is the hardest thing I say to people, is when you're really trying to grow. And I often say, if you're listening to this, you are a person that's trying to grow, because you've got better things to do with your time than listen to this if you want to stay the same. And what happens is, as you start to grow, you start to really notice the people around you and where they're at in life and whether they're growing or not. And this is the reference group thing. And the reference group studies tell us that you're only going to go as high in life as the five people you spend the most time with. So as you shift your reference group and begin to associate with other people, you start to get different results. Now, the hard thing for Michael here is these are good friendships, but they're really tearing him down. And when I spoke at this conference yesterday too, I met this young lady and she was talking about how, you know, she's really a spiritual person and really strong spiritual values, and people in her family constantly making fun of her. And she thinks that it's her path just to kind of just accept that. And I go, well, you know what? You're allowed to actually stand up and go, no, I don't like this. And please stop it. Because her reference group, some of the people, you know, having impact in her life are really inimical or really, you know, sort of criticizing her values. So friends, this is a tough teaching. I really want to encourage all of you, and Michael too, if you have dreams and you have passions, I'm not saying you burn your friends and never see them, but what I suggest in the book and in the podcast is you allocate your time differently. You begin to seek out the people who are really passionate like you are and are doing great stuff. They can be doing it in different areas, different fields altogether. But just find those people that are going to encourage you. I mean, you've only got one life, right? Why spend it with people who are going to drag you down and criticize you and just make fun of you and just not support your dreams? So, Michael, first thing, dude, is I think you're amazing. You know, let me be a reference group for you. Let me be someone who says to you, dude, you know, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of your commitment, your passion, your energy, your focus. You're going the extra mile. You're doing extra courses. You're seeking out people in the career for 10, 20 years as your mentors. Awesome, man. You've got this thing figured out. So just keep going. And I want to be an encouraging voice to you. And any of you listening that are just really pressing ahead and trying to do something, just I want to be that voice that encourages you. Michael, your question about patience, hell yeah. Like patience, I'm terrible at this too. Like I just want everything yesterday and just what we call mastery. You know, think of your Mozarts, think of your Da Vinci's, you know, your Michelangelo's. These people did mastery. Anybody that produces great art or great work eventually gets into mastery. So you'd probably be familiar with Malcolm Gladwell's famous book, Outliers. It's really worth reading if you haven't read it, Outliers. It's a 10,000 hour principle, which you can look up on Google, but you'll probably find a TED talk on it. But it's the idea that people who are incredibly good at their craft basically end up, you know, doing about 10,000 hours of practice or focus upon that over time. So it's like me as a speaker, like this is, a communicator and a speaker, this is kind of what I do. So I try to really be patient and hone the craft and learn new skills and read new books. So Michael, patience, yes. What you're doing, Michael, I don't understand what I said this to you, but you're pursuing mastery. You're pursuing mastery. And I want to encourage all of you, you know, why settle for a career or work that you hate? Pursue mastery. Because if you pursue mastery, you'll also be pursuing contribution. You'll find that if you really go after your area of strength and you hone your craft over years, you'll really bless people with that. And then, Michael, this concept of acceptance, you finish your email by saying, will acceptance eventually come? Look, I just want you to think about this. I don't know if acceptance is the goal, honestly. Like, I don't think we need to wait around for people to accept what we do. You know, if you know that what you're doing is the right thing and you know that it helps people and you're passionate about it, you know, you could be waiting a long time for everyone to clap. You know, sometimes, you know, you'll get great feedback, but real mastery, real art, real contribution in life comes beyond people clapping. You know, it's this gut knowing that what you're doing is the right thing, that you're doing what you're made to do, and whether people cheer or applaud or don't is kind of irrelevant. So, you know, all of you listening, just acceptance is nice, right? You know, I come off stage, I've done a big talk at a conference, people say that was great, but I can promise you, it's nice, but my job is to do the best I can. My job is to take the gift, work hard on it, contribute as much as possible and bless people. And if everybody jumps up and claps and says that's awesome, that's really nice. If everyone's pretty quiet, well, you know, as long as I know I did the best I could. So Michael, just keep pursuing those gifts and those talents. All right, friends, that's a lot of stuff. That's a lot of stuff. We've talked about the long-term focus from Tony Robbins. You know, don't let that short-term focus freak you out. Just keep focused on the big picture and what you really want to do. Will Smith, we've talked about, you know, danger is real, fear is a choice. Stop letting your mind create these vast scenarios and chasing them, okay? Cut them off early. We've talked about Jared Haynes' responsibility and, you know, responsibility for his emotions. And finally, with Michael today, we've talked about mastery and patience and reference groups. So there's a lot in there. So I hope you've been encouraged by something in there, that something in there is useful for you. We find out on September 5 if Jared Haynes has made the 49ers. And I'm proud of the dude. Honestly, if he doesn't make it, I'm still there like, hell yeah, you know, like you had such a crack at this. And don't you find that inspiring when anybody in any field just really has a go? Doesn't that give you encouragement? So I just feel pumped. If you're listening to this, whatever you're doing in life, I just hope and pray and encourage you to keep going and contribute. Remember, the goal of life is not to be the richest person in the graveyard. The goal of life is to contribute fully based on your unique talents and abilities and to bless people through that. So that's the weekly podcast for this week. Come and follow me on social. You can find me on Twitter at Jonathan Doyle Co. You can find me on Instagram at jonathan_doyle.co. You can find me on Facebook just by going to www.fb, FB for Facebook, FB Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, jonathan.com, fbjonathan.com. I'll see you on Facebook. That's kind of it from me. So Michael's email was awesome. If you've got a question or there's something I can help you with, then email me at jonathan@jonathandoyle.co. Send me an email, jonathan@jonathandoyle.co, and I can have a look at that and try and shape something for next week. So now, listen to this again, maybe, but once you're done, get back out there, contribute, grow, learn, read, surround yourself with great music and quotes and people and reference groups and live. And this has been the Weekly Podcast. You can tell I've loved doing it. I hope it's been a blessing to you. I'm Jonathan Doyle. Speak with you again next week.